is Harley Carnes, CBS News. It's four-pack time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
So give us the details, Paul Juergens.
What?
The anniversary. Yesterday was your anniversary, dude.
Look, I got a card from Breckenridge.
Did you really?
I wonder who that's from.
Oh, Billy.
How does he... You know, the Postal Service, he will mail something late from Wofford and Breckenridge, if you'll hear us say something.
Yes.
And it'll arrive the next morning. And the Postal, they must just rush it right up here. They put it on a
special
truck.
I'll make a bet with Wild Bill right now.
Okay.
Bill, if you're listening, I bet there's no way you can get a card here tomorrow with the code word by U.S. Postal Service. Now, don't drive it up here now. With the code word... Cayuga in it. So that's Wild Bill's challenge for tomorrow. Can you get a card up here with the word Cayuga in it?
Here's the card. Usually you can't read them, but on the air. Let me see. I better screen this. Let's see. Oh, I don't know. But look what he sent along.
What he sent you 50 pesos. How much is that worth in American dollars?
Happy anniversary, Jergy and Nancy. 31 years. Wow. Lucky she said yes to go to the prom. We've heard that story.
Yes.
Have a cold one on me, your Baywatch dude. And we discussed in Mexico when Bill rescued his wife's sandal from the ocean one day. And then he parasailed and he had quite a time. So thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. And I'll try to use that peso somewhere today.
4 o'clock four pack sponsored today by Golf Addiction in Fargo. If you want to win a $25 certificate off a simulator rental at Golf Addiction, be the 18th texter. The words Mike and Golf to 35270. Mike Golf 35270. 18, a key number in golf. That person will win a $25 gift certificate. Number four, Jergy on our list today. Crime in Fargo took a slight jump, according to Fargo Police Chief Keith Turnus. He had his state of city crime address today. Is that what he calls it?
Crime stats annually, and the chief makes a presentation at City Hall, which he did this afternoon. And I was there. It was up a couple of percent in the overall crime rate. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but he's a bit concerned by that, because they had been showing a trend the last 3-4 years of the overall crime rate dropping. Now, he attributes some of this to an amazing increase in the number of overall calls for service. How many calls, Mike, do you think that Fargo police responded to? Whether it's a dog at large, a car crash, robbery, burglary,
anything.
Assault.
25,000.
63,000? 63,000.
They need more operators.
Well, so that's a phenomenal number of overall calls for service. DWIs down to 811, I think the total was last year.
Yes, correct.
And they were over 1,000 the previous year.
20% they're down.
And he, Chief Turnus, I said, well, do you think fewer people are driving drunk? And he said, not necessarily. I think it's because our officers are tied up on other calls. And they're not able to enforce these DUI laws as much as they had been in the past. The same with traffic citations. They're down quite a bit. And he said there again, we're busy with a number of other calls, and we're tied up, and we just can't enforce traffic laws the way we have in the past because we're just too busy answering calls. So they're look for a greater emphasis on crime prevention in the coming year. They're already working on that now within the department. You know, we hear a lot about over the last year or so about armed robberies.
Yes.
Convenience store robberies.
Yes.
Masked men.
That's why they're building gated communities in West Fargo.
How many business robberies do you think there were in Fargo last year?
Six.
Eight.
I was close.
Eight.
That's why they're building a gated community in West Fargo. That's not why they're... There were eight, not six.
No. Well, that was in Fargo.
Oh, that's right. There was none in West Fargo. But let's build a gated community.
So they get a lot of publicity, you know, when a convenience store gets robbed.
Sure.
But if you look at the overall stats, eight convenience... The Twin Cities, I mean, convenience store robberies don't even make the news They don't, unless there's some hook, you know, if somebody was hurt or something. But if Tom Thumb in Vadnais Heights gets held up.
Tom Thumb? There are no Tom Thumb stores left anymore.
In Vadnais Heights, only the people that live near the store in Vadnais Heights or in the little crime in the local paper hear about it. But here.
No, don't
here
don't make excuses.
And here it's kind of news. It's big news because it's Fargo.
Hell in a handbasket. That's Fargo's new slogan. Welcome to Fargo. Hell in a handbasket. That's where we're going.
Crime up, but they're working on it. So.
Number three. This is a strange story out of Florida. A jet departing from a Florida military base had to abort its takeoff because of a fish strike.
Did the fish jump out of the lake or what?
Well, no, it did not, actually.
Where was the fish?
A 9-inch sheep's head was being carried by an osprey. That's a bird of prey.
It's kind of like a, well, I don't want to.
Like a water eagle. They scoop fish out of Blanche.
And he dropped
like,
the fish?
The osprey dropped the fish.
He was startled by the plane.
He was startled by the plane, and the timing was so perfect that the 9-inch sheep's head got sucked into the jet engine and to abort the takeoff.
Everybody's okay, though.
No, sure, except for the fish. The 9-inch sheep's head is in a tough spot right now.
Well, shredded.
Yeah.
Well, that'll happen. It's not very often, but that'll happen.
I guess we're done with that one.
Where do you want me to go?
I don't know. Number two.
Yes. Let's bring back an old shoe, should we? Let's bring back an old pair of shoes.
What? Why would we bring back an old pair of shoes? Adrian Peterson, why is your four-pack wet? There's a big spot of liquid on your four-pack.
I think it's just a beer.
But you spilled a whole cup of coffee, by the way, in the newsroom.
You didn't have to bring that up.
Well, yes,
I
did.
Up.
But there was napkins all over the floor.
I have cleaned that up. Do you want maintenance to hear about that now?
Well, it's too late now. He just did. Big old spot of coffee.
They want to bring back an old shoe.
Adrian Peterson tweeted out today, why don't we bring back Michael, or why don't we bring Michael Vick to the Vikings to play quarterback? What do you think of that, Jurgi?
Why don't we bring Brett Favre back?
What's your take?
We've got to move forward, don't we, with some young talent?
Yeah, like Christian Ponder or Matt Cassel. Joe Webb.
He's a receiver now. Is Michael Vick? I mean, he did after he served his time.
After he murdered dogs and tortured them, he came back and had a nice couple of years with Philadelphia, didn't
but
he?
Isn't he kind of...
yesterday's news?
Well, he's just, this doesn't seem to be consistent.
A bad human being?
Well, I think he's come around. I think he learned his lesson.
I'm sure he did. Oh, yes. Yeah. when you tase and electrocute dogs, you just get rid of that. Your next day when they say be a better person, you go, okay, I'll be a better person. I'll stop torturing dogs now.
I think he learned his lesson. I've seen Michael Vick interviewed since that. But to bring him back, is he still a property of the Eagles, or where is he?
I don't know, Pinto. You're
Mr.
Hat guy over there. You're a big sports fan.
What's
going on with Michael Vick? Is he playing for somebody?
What's Zimmy think about this?
Is he training dogs again? What's he doing? Killing horses?
I think he's still on the roster of the Eagles, isn't he?
I believe he is, but I don't think they have any intentions of bringing him back. And
so
that
let's
is why
bring him to Minneapolis.
Sure.
What's Zimmy?
Zimmy
wants Matt Cassel.
Well,
and there is a rumor out there that after AP tweeted this, that the organization said, please delete the tweet, knock it off. So apparently you don't get any First Amendment rights if you're a Minnesota Vikings football player.
Just disregard.
Just disregard, yes. Never happened.
Don't do that.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
It happened, though. He sent it out.
Yes, he did.
Well, it won't happen.
So you're a no vote on Michael Vick.
No. I'm
good. Thanks. Norman and Millie approve.
We agree on something.
Number one, the Class B basketball tournament has begun. The upset that everybody wanted, not everybody except for Oak Grove people, the upset everybody wanted, Flasher over Oak Grove, did not happen, Jerky. Oak Grove won.
Yes, I was listening to part of that game. I don't have the final. You probably have it there.
64-62.
Oh, was that close?
Yeah. They came back. Flasher was 20 down.
Yeah, early in the game on 740, the Fan just down the hall. With Jack Michaels and crew from Grand Forks. Shameless plug for 740 The Fan.
That's
right
okay.
There,
go right ahead. I did it too.
They were up.
We're all one team.
I was
here.
Listening into the second quarter.
One happy family.
As I headed down to
PD. One family.
Fargo HQ headquarters. And,
HQ.
And I thought it was going to be not that close. So congratulations to the Grovers. I've got a good friend who's an alum from the Grovers, and I'm sure he was
really
glued to the radio.
Who's an Oak Grove alum that you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you hang out in those circles.
No,
though.
No,
those
no,
private
no.
school
no, no,
circles.
No, 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 I just don't want to. I don't want to. You know, he doesn't want people to
his
know.
Name associated with Oak Grove. Why not?
Well, he's a Grover. I mean, there's a lot of Grovers.
He's a Grover.
So I'm sure he was glued to the radio. He recently had some surgery, so I don't think he probably attended the game.
Oh, okay, good. Well, not good. I mean, I hope he's okay.
So oh, he's fine. He'll be fine.
Good, 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 good. Fine.
And then Minnesota hockey is underway as well. And Roseau, I hear, lost. Is that right?
Roseau lost in the first round of the the boys' hockey.
That's what
tournament.
I'm hearing. That's
oh,
what I'm, I haven't seen a score.
That's not good.
No.
Yeah. They're going to be flipping over cars in the streets of Roseau.
East Grand Forks won last night, just up the road. And I, my daughter's a significant other.
What? Your daughter's a significant other?
No. Her,
huh?
Her friend.
Oh.
He's from Duluth East, and
oh.
I know they play tonight, so he'll
oh,
be very
Greyhounds.
Excited about that. So he'll be watching.
You know, when
that.
Bernie Burggraf was mayor of Roseau, they never lost in the first round of the state hockey tournament. I'm just going to come out and say that.
Is that
true
a fact?
Really? I have no idea. I don't know.
Lakeville North over Roseau in overtime.
Yeah.
Not sure anybody asked the score, but okay. Good.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Dan.
I appreciate that, Daniel. It's very right on top of it. I wanted to know the score. Lakeville.
Lakeville North.
Oh.
Bunch of highfalutin. A lot of gated communities in Lakeville North.
How about South?
No. Other side of the tracks, right? Dissects.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Jurgi. We will take a break here. When we return, Steve Carney, Minnesota Outdoor News.